Now the three martini lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the three martini lunch Tuesday edition. I'm Brett Winterbull in for Greg Corumbus, joined by Jim Garrity from National Review Online. How you doing, Jim?
Doing pretty good.
You know, we've got some great stuff coming here at the bar. I can see the very first martini. This looks like a very good one. This looks very good indeed. What do we have? What are the ingredients in this one, Jim?
Well, I think that we perhaps what most famous phrase of this entire election season so far came from President Obama probably about a month ago.
You didn't build that.
So now, clearly an indication that the Republican Party thinks that this is resonating. We remember President Obama had to do a couple response ads to that, explaining that he totally didn't mean that small businessmen did not build their own businesses and that they're too full of themselves, etc. The Republican Party has decided this will be a theme of the Republican National Convention next week. They are titling Tuesday night's session, "We Built This." Undoubtedly now, of course, as soon as you have that slogan and that song having been played, voted by Rolling Stone as the absolute worst song of the 1980s, well, now we're all going to start thinking of that particular 80s song every time we hear the phrase, "We built this." Oh, there it goes again.
Who built this?
Anyway, so if nothing else, it's a good sign that the Republicans have a very resonant theme, very resonant message. One that they think hit home, not just with small business, but I think anybody, you know, the perception that President Obama is just way too excessively enamored with big government and the idea of how, you know, I mean, government does wonderful things in our lives, and government also louses a lot of things up. You think of the stimulus waste and things like that. So really, I think it's a wonderful message to, you know, remind the president, hey, we built this. Maybe Republicans convince Starship to appear to oppose Obama's NASA cuts. You know?
Yeah, well, very good idea. I like that. Very nice. We could have Curiosity drive around the stage once it gets back from Mars. that is a very good martini. It's always good to enjoy that, especially when we consider the fantastic musical contribution to the good martini there. I see a very bad martini coming, though. I see this does not look like a very good one. This looks like a very bad one. It looks like a very wet martini. This is not a dry martini, Jim Garrity. I see a very wet martini coming, and it's Tampa and wet. And what's going on here?
Sure. It is a particularly bad martini in the sense that I will be in Tampa for the convention next week. We all may remember that 2008, the first night of the Republican convention was canceled because I believe it was Hurricane either Ike or Gustav was bearing down on Louisiana. Bobby Jindal and everybody down there had to do everything they possibly could to ensure effectively almost a statewide evacuation of the entire coastal region. Now, when people, you know, as soon as Republicans announced they're holding their convention in Tampa, people said, Florida hurricane season. Well, you know, what are the odds? Well, there is now a tropical depression in the Caribbean Sea. It could go any one of a couple of different ways. It would be a perfect disaster if the hurricane made landfall right around the Republican convention. If indeed there is some sort of massive news story that steps on the messages of Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney and all that, we can indeed blame it on the rain, and we can blame it on the hurricane or tropical storm or whatever comes their way. And what's more, perhaps we really should contemplate maybe it's time not to do southeastern cities in summer as convention choices. There's just too much possibility of this going wrong.
Absolutely. Any ideas to what the over-under will be on a snarky commentator on a cable channel saying, well, this is for all those people that don't believe in global warming?
You know, MSNBC, I think they're ready. If they haven't made that joke, you know, but if, heaven forbid, it's a really terrible storm and people are stuck in Tampa or something like that, I think what's, you know, it's not that unthinkable about hearing the levels of snark you'll hear from the left. You know, God hates Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just hope that this storm dissipates and all that. You know, it could be absolutely nothing, but it certainly is an ominous, literally ominous dark clouds on the horizon for the Republican convention. So that makes it a very bad martini.
That is a very bad one. Let's send that one right back and smash the glass so we don't have to experience it ever again. Coming this way, though, I see a very – yesterday it was a bad one. Now it's a weird one. This is very weird. What's going on here in the Show Me State in Missouri with Aiken? What's going – what do we got going on here, Jim?
Well, among other things, so this is Todd Aiken, the guy who just won the Republican primary. And then this weekend, he made this comment on a local television show in which he suggested that there were certain rapes that are legitimate and not legitimate. He was attempting to explain his belief that he opposes abortion in all cases, even rape and incest. A tough position to defend under normal circumstances. It gets worse when you suggest that there are legitimate rapes and illegitimate rapes. And then he suggested that women's bodies have a way of not getting pregnant when they're raped. Which there is just not any real scientific basis for. It certainly comes across as downplaying or dismissing the utterly horrible, horrible topic of rape. So since then, many folks have strongly suggested he should withdraw the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Romney and Ryan have kind of urged him to go in that direction, lots of other commentators. And so this morning, he debuts with a new ad of him apologizing. It is indeed too late to apologize, Todd Aiken, because you have already created you have already given Claire McCaskill a 2x4 to just beat you over the head with from every day from now until Election Day. Now, one of the great ironies of all this and why this is our crazy martini is you've got basically every Republican in the country saying, look, Aiken's got to go. We can find another pro-life Republican. We can find another conservative Republican. We just can't nominate somebody, or we cannot run somebody who has this giant liability for this. By the way, there's a poll out this morning by Public Policy Polling that has Aiken remaining up by one. However, this sample suddenly became 11 points more Republican than their last sample. And so, by the way, they didn't ask people, read people his comment before they asked him. My suspicion is that those numbers are going to look much, much worse for Aiken in the not too distant future. Basically, until I believe 5 o'clock local time today, Aiken can withdraw, and the process for replacing him on the ballot is fairly simple. The bad news is that there are indications that Aiken has no intention of withdrawing, and in fact, he's purchasing ad time. He thinks he can survive this. This could very well cost the Republicans an extremely winnable Senate race out in Missouri. And so now we've reached a circumstance in which the Republicans are all urging him to get out. The people who are telling him not to get out include Democrat incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, Planned Parenthood, and Daily Kos. Mr. Aiken, that's probably a sign. That's not a sign that they want you nominated because they believe in the honorableness of your stance and your person. They want you in that race because they think you're easy to beat. And if you want folks to – if you really believe in the pro-life cause, if you want to help advance that, I just don't see any way pro-lifers come out of this election stronger if Aiken is a nominee.
Oh boy, I this is crazy. You have nailed it. This is the crazy martini, maybe the craziest martini I have come across in a very, very long time. Let's hope it is not a long lasting crazy martini. Well, listen, we've got the good, we've got the bad, we've got the crazy. It is the three martini lunch. What do you say we do it again tomorrow, Jim?
I'm looking forward to it, Brett.
You know, in the interim, I just want you to know that we did build this city, Jim Garrett.
You built that. We built that.
You didn't build that.
Well, I built this.
You didn't build that.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more.
You didn't build that.